I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by John May of Kilkenny City Harriers. Good evening, John.
Hello, TJ. How are you?
Good, thanks. It was disappointing last Sunday, but two great results in the context of finishing fourth in the world for the relay and also the 60-metre hurdles.
Yeah, God, I mean, they were so close in the relay. In reality, I know they were kind of sitting in fifth as we were watching on the telly, and we're going, ooh, they've a sniff, you know, and you're hoping for a baton drop or a bit of chaos and a changeover or something for them to get back in. Got to remember that team, as I was saying to you last week, has Rashid Adeleke, Cliona Manning, to come back into it. So when you have a full squad out, it'd be very interesting to see how that team will go in the Olympics. It's probably the same for a lot of the other teams. I'd imagine the Dutch team that we saw is pretty close. The Dutch team that won it is pretty close to a full Dutch team. But if you have Rashid at coming in, you know, she could be bringing as much as 3.5 seconds of a difference into the team. And then Cliona Manning as well. Cliona, if she was to replace another one of the athletes there, could be bringing another 0.5 second or up to a full second. Certainly, you know, that result last week looked a little bit different. Now, there's a World Relays Championship this year, which is a great event. And so it'll be interesting to see Ireland go to that as well. And everyone will be taking the World Relays serious this year because it's part of the qualification process for the Olympics. But we'll definitely hit on more of that stuff. I have a huge amount of local stuff for you this week, TJ. And I could be here till 6 o'clock now, so I'm going to get going on that, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, no problem at all. Be delighted to hear.
No problem. So first off, just to mention our club awards that were on Friday night down in the Pembroke Hotel. Super venue, super evening. Well done to everybody. The great Sean Lynch, everyone. I'm sure lots of people listening will remember or know Sean. Sean Lynch and May Hutt, they put together the awards. We're always worried that the rest of us, we genuinely don't know who's going to win the awards until the night. And Sean and May have it all worked out. They have an algorithm and it works for all of it, and all the trophies presented, it's just great to see. I mean, there's up to 15 individual trophies presented on the night, and some of them have a real long historic connection to the club. So it was a super night up in the Pembroke, and you know, we had a great time. Thanks very much to the Pembroke. Thanks very much to Sean and May and to Nicholas Dunphy, who did he does up a little PowerPoint. He's the only other person who's in on the inner circle as to who's the award winners on the night. Friday night then, we Grace Richardson is running over in America. She's in the New York University Track and Field Club. She's over there doing her doctorate at the moment. She's had an incredible couple of seasons over there, and so she took it to the indoors this time. She finished second in the indoor 5,000 metres. Really messy race at the finish. If you see the highlights of it at the end, a 200 metre track for a 5,000 metre race. Like Grace and the girl Fiona Smith, who won the race, the two of them have lapped probably the whole field. And actually, I would go as far as to say the last runners nearly played a huge part, because Grace made a really, really brave burst to try and win the race with about 40 metres to go, and Fiona Smith managed to nudge herself back just ahead. But for Grace Richardson, it's an incredible result. It's a testament to what's out there for athletes. And we have so many high performers, and we have so many high performers who would have been ahead of where Grace is, who would be ahead at their age now of where Grace is at their age. So it's a real testament to the amount of work she's done, the amount of training that she's put in. She's developed herself as an athlete, and she's really reaping the benefits over in America at the moment. And it's wonderful to see, and you know, long may it continue. She actually had a 3K then last night. So she had to return to the track again last night for a 3K, and she finished ninth in the 3K. I know she was saying after the 5K, it was a big PB. She ran 16:26 for 5K, and that was including with the messiness of coming around the lap runners. So I would imagine that if she was to get a clear run at a 5K, she's probably inside 16:20 in terms of what sort of shape she's in at the moment. So really, really exciting, and Grace is now moving herself into an international standard. And so hopefully we might see her back here over the summer and the winter, posting some fast times and maybe getting that international cap. The schools races then, the All-Ireland schools were on yesterday in Tymon Park in Talla. I'm going to have to say it, unfortunately. I'll have to criticise Athletics Ireland. I'm unsure as to why the races are not in the designated cross-country course in Abbottstown. There's a designated cross-country course in Abbottstown. We didn't give out too much in November. The designated cross-country course is not available for the National Senior. And, of course, all of our athletes got to sleep in their own beds and go out to Gore and to win the All-Ireland. But it's still, like, it's not good enough. Like, I mean, I'm not sure that Croke Park gets called off. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, for a national final, why isn't it in the nationally designated cross-country course? I'm unsure. Maybe someone will text in TJ with the answer, but like if it's a designated national cross-country course, well, I can't imagine why an All-Ireland is somewhere else. Anyway, the All-Ireland was on time in Park and Tallaght. It was great days out for Kilkenny Club or Kilkenny Schools. And just to mention a couple of Kilkenny Schools, presentation Kilkenny won the Intermediate Girls Championship. They were led home by our own Clodagh Callaghan from KCH. And that particular team have won the three age groups up so far. They've won all three. So they're different age groups. Basically, they've won under 14, under 15, under 17. Stunning achievement. Well done to everybody in the presentation, Kilkenny. There was also teams there from Loretto Kilkenny, St. Kieran's, and CBS Kilkenny all featured on the day. And very interestingly, KCH had four athletes inside the top four of the senior boys in Billy Coogan, Miles Hewlett, Callum Byrne, and Rory McAvoy. Four of them inside the top 12 in four different schools. So while it's a great achievement for the four lads to be inside the top 12 in the All Ireland schools, it's going to be an even greater achievement when we get all four of them onto the line together in cross country events this year. And maybe that's the exact four plus a couple of supporting cast that I'm talking about giving a real crack at an All Ireland junior cross country and trying to get themselves out to the Europeans. I've no doubt those guys watched their female counterparts head off to Albufeira a couple of weeks ago and thought that could and that should be us. We'll have a go at it again this coming November. The indoors that were on yesterday, the Leinster Indoor Senior, and we had two notable performances there. In particular, I'm going to highlight Eamon O'Connor was third in the 3000, second in the 1500, or maybe the other way around, second in the 3000 and third in the 1500. Great to see Eamon getting back. He had a great track pedigree as a schools athlete and as an underage athlete. And Graham Bourne won five medals yesterday. And wait till you hear the list, the various events that he picked up medals in. He got a silver in the long jump and the triple jump. He got a gold in the 3K race walk. And he picked up, God, I couldn't even tell you what colour medals he picked up in the 3000 and the 3000 running event and the 1500. So Graham came out of there yesterday with five medals, which is some haul by any one man over a full day, basically a decathlon. Noah Gilmore, who is a decathlete, Noah took a medal in the 60 metres and in the 60 metre hurdles, and he competed well across a couple of events too. So great day yesterday. And today the juvenile relays are on up in Athlone. Today we went into the weekend second juvenile club in the overall in Leinster behind Ratoat from Meath. We have a brilliant rivalry with Ratoat, and they've done great work in their club and they're a credit to themselves as well. And I would have thought, oh, Ratoat, they'll pack the relays, they'll do really well. I think we've a sniff of turning them over for the overall juvenile prize. The boys have won 12 under 12s, 13s and 14s. We've had girls wins at 16s and 17s. And we've got a couple of teams in the 18s and 19s. And I'm waiting to see how they go. There's a chance I think we might turn over Ratoat. I personally will be delighted. One of the key men up in Ratoat is actually a cousin of mine. And so... I'd be delighted to be able to text Hughie Kelly and say, there you are, Hughie, not this year. But we'll wait and see. The athletes are certainly giving the club every chance of winning the prize. There's superb performances going on up there. And again, it's a credit. If we go back to the start, all the way back to the awards night, you can see the work that has been done on the ground in the club is incredible. And it's a credit to our coaches and to our administrators and to the athletes and their families as well for all the work that goes in. Again, I say it every week, but the club's in a great spot. So that's the report. The last thing I have to mention is the Streets of Kilkenny. There are over 900 entries for the Streets now. We cannot have more than 1,000 people on the streets on the night. So this race is going to sell out in the next two or three days, I'd imagine, especially because we've got the Streets of Portlaoise coming up now this next Sunday for St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, it'll come to people's mind that, God, Streets Kilkenny is always quite close to Patrick's Day. So it's going to come into people's minds. And if you want to get in, you need to get that entry in ASAP, because it's going to sell out, I'd imagine, by Wednesday or Thursday this week. You've got You have a limited window there to get yourself in, and obviously it's a superb race. I can't guarantee you a t-shirt at this stage, but you know, if you're in, you can at least be guaranteed of a good time, a really fast course, and a great after party in Langton's as per usual. And so even if you don't get the t-shirt, you might be able to sidle up beside someone in Langton's afterwards and ask them nicely, any chance of that t-shirt. And I think there's been a number of relationships that have started from the after party, so if you're in the market for a new relationship, maybe get your entry in for the streets and head down to Langton's, and chance your luck there. Maybe if you didn't get a t-shirt, who knows, you might end up meeting the love of your life. I can't sell it any harder than that now, TJ.
No, definitely not.
It could change your life, okay? It could change your life.
That's on Holy Thursday, John, am I correct?
It's on Holy Thursday, so it's on the 28th of March, which is it's very early. I think actually it's the earliest it's ever been on. Nicholas Dunphy is the race director this year, and himself and the committee, they're putting in the work, and they're getting it ready. I was hoping to run it myself, TJ. I have a recurring issue with my calf, so anyway, I'll be down giving a hand as a club member on the night, and lots of club members come out on the night. And it's a great social night for the club, in that with the after party, our volunteers that come down to Langton's as well, and we look after them on the evening too. And it's great. I mean, it's a lovely evening. We get to stand around in Langton's and talk running for a couple of hours to each other. Sure, you know, what harm? Keeps us out of everybody else's ear maybe for a bit.
I know. As you said, you can sell it better if you want to run the race and meet the love of your life. Holy Thursday, streets of Kilkenny,
and you'll have that anniversary. I mean, I'm sure in another few years we'll have to tie a wedding in around the event of some sort. You know, had a couple of honeymooners. We'll have a couple of honeymooners before. So, with a couple of American honeymooners 2 years ago, who stumbled across the event and were thrilled and jumped into the race and couldn't get over the time they had. They were on their honeymoon in Ireland, and they just happened to be staying in Kilkenny on the Holy Thursday night, and lo and behold, here was this event going on, and the two of them were runners, and they entered, had a great night up in Langton's. I'm sure, you know, somewhere on a wall in America, there's a picture of two people at a honeymoon running a 5K. And if that sounds like the kind of place you want to be, well, there's no better place than the 28th of March than to be on the streets of Kilkenny.
Definitely. I know. Thanks a million for that, John. I mean, it's the best sales pitch I ever heard, actually.
We're going to partner with Tinder, I think, for next year. And, you know, we're going to go all out in this market, I think. We're going to go all out. We'll chat to you next week. Thanks very much again.
Thanks a million, John. That was John May of Kilkenny City Harriers with outlining the great results for Kilkenny City Harrier athletes over the past week, both relay, indoor and cross country as well, and of course the streets of Kilkenny as well. So if you're single and love 5K races, Holy Thursday in Kilkenny. I'm single, I like 5K races, so maybe I will wander down as well.